The other day, we did a poll on our Twitter, at Brooke and Jeffy, to see which morning show host our listeners like the most.
Oh.
What?
Sounds like it's going to hurt somebody's feelings,
yeah.
But okay.
As if it isn't brutally obvious already.
Is it?
You, Jeff.
But we need to check the stats on that real quick, so let's get to it.
Update on the poll.
All right.
What the heck was that?
What do you mean? We play that sound all
Can
the
I
time.
Hear it one more time?
I've never heard that.
Can I hear the open to that
Don't
Update
like...
on the poll.
Is that you and our producer?
I don't know.
We literally play that sound effect every time we check on the show's popularity.
I feel like it could also okay. play at strip clubs.
Yeah.
Well, Digital yeah, Jake, please fill us in.
Let me log into Twitter and get you guys the highlights here.
You're not
Update on the poll.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I'm just pulling it up here.
Checking How is this not ready, Jake?
Percentages?
You know we're going right here.
Okay, I'm ready with the results.
All right.
Okay, all right.
Oh, wow. Big music.
With 41% of the vote.
Oh, wow.
41.
Jose is the most popular person on the show.
No way!
Really?
I thought Brooke would win this
That's
easily.
Awesome, Hoser.
Everyone else is tied. It's 16%. And that leaves 20% who answered... I don't know.
Oh, no, Jeffrey.
You have I don't know as an option? There's only, like, four of us on here. Why would you even do that?
Why
I don't even
you have
think
a fifth you, option?
Can you even do a fifth option?
I don't think
Jake,
can
we just redo the poll without putting
sketchy.
I don't know which host
yeah,
I like on there?
Okay, yep. I can do that right now, actually. Let me refresh.
You're literally furiously typing now.
Okay. Refreshing.
Update on the poll.
Oh, already?
Good.
That's quick.
I asked our Twitter followers while we were doing this segment.
just now.
Should the option of don't know be included in the favorite host poll?
Okay.
That's not what I was asking for.
All right, here are the results.
Yeah, I thought we'd just redo it.
What?
We got to do music again?
All right. 40% said yes.
They want that.
Yes,
yeah,
they want.
But those are the people.
I don't know.
40% said no.
Oh,
okay.
Wait,
only
80. That leaves.
And 20% said okay. I don't know about the I don't know host poll.
I'm starting to question the science data.
Okay, yeah.
You know,
we're
that
not
you're
making
giving us.
Any progress
no,
here. If anything, not. We're regressing. But
these polls are skewed.
All right.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe we should just hire a person named I don't know because they're getting more popularity votes
Ooh.
Than the rest of us.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Alexis,
now.
Do you want to change your name now?
I can do that.
Okay.
Remember,
I do say it a lot.
You can hear us on hundreds of affiliates across North America and
yeah.
on Spotify at Brooke and I don't know.
Yeah.
And now it's time for the shock collar question of the day. No bucket in studio today. We're sending it right on back to Digital Jake to tell us what trivia we're going to be asked. Hello.
Well, get your knee pads on and set your brains to fertilize because today is World Plant a Vegetable Garden Day.
Oh,
So, for today's shock collar, we'll go around the room and you'll each get a simple trivia question about veggies. Ooh. If you get it right, you're safe.
Mm,
but if you
I
get it wrong,
veggies.
You'll get shocked with a dog shock collar on a setting we've never used before that just says vegetable.
Whoa!
I don't think that's a good sign.
No.
Dang.
You know, with every question, no one is allowed to help because these are all very gettable, edible vegetables.
Okay, so no one help anybody this time.
Okay.
No help at all. We'll start with Alexis, who you may not know, also works the night shift at the station as an eggplant inspector. Alexis.
I bet she does.
She doesn't get paid for that. That's
no,
just
I don't need
a volunteer.
That.
Pro bono.
She just put it in my
Pro bono. Alexis, way, way back before you were born, way back.
Okay.
In October of 1995.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
NASA and an American university collaborated on a project to grow a vegetable in space for the very first time.
Oh.
What vegetable did they grow?
This sounds so familiar. Like,
same
my first
idea,
thought goes to like a
I don't know.
Potato, but I don't know why.
Didn't Matt Damon
no helping.
Grow potatoes?
No
on...
helping,
oh,
bro.
Is that
my
why I'm
God.
In that
maybe?
Documentary, The Martian?
Yeah.
Possibly.
Oh.
No helping.
So it's
We're
not
talking
real?
About documentaries.
That's all I could think of. I'm just gonna go potato, Jake.
The first vegetable to be grown in space, thanks to NASA and American University, was a potato.
Oh, yay!
Oh,
I knew it sounded
wow.
familiar.
It has low light that it needs to grow, so it's very easy to grow something in space.
We can have space fries.
Alexis is safe. We're on to the asparagus of the show. She's very fancy at times and very smelly when she pees. That's Brooke. I'm going to give you three produce items, and
okay.
you need to tell me which ones are technically fruits or vegetables.
Okay.
And I mean the textbook definition. You have to get all three correct, so I'm going to give
Whoa.
You a fruit or vegetable. You have to say fruit or vegetable.
Okay.
We'll go to the next one. Starting with pumpkin.
Okay, so fruit has to come from a flowering plant and it has to have seeds. I'm gonna go with fruit.
Okay. Cucumber.
Cucumber grows very similar on a vine-like. I'm going to go also fruit.
And finally, artichoke.
Artichoke is a vegetable.
I like your answers, Brooke.
I've taken your answers, Brooke. I've tabulated. And I'm sorry, you're incorrect.
No.
All three of those are fruits.
Artichokes
are fruits?
There's a flower on an artichoke?
So Brooke is getting shocked.
Dang it.
Moving on to Jose.
Okay.
The person on the show who is closest to being a human vegetable.
Yes, literally.
This question is for you. In Egypt, one veggie was an object of worship. In fact, because of its shape, this vegetable symbolized eternity, and they buried them alongside their pharaohs.
Huh.
What vegetables would be buried with the royal dead in Egypt?
I remember reading one time that the onion was very symbolic to a lot of cultures because of the layers.
Like the layers of life,
yeah,
or the layers you go through after death.
The middle, and I'm trying to think, like, onions grow in heat.
So they'd have them there? Is that
they
what you mean
by
that? They would
be able to grow in Egypt. Yeah. So I guess I just can't get it out of my head, so I'm going to go with onions.
Because of its circle within a circle structure,
the
Egyptians saw eternal life in onions.
Yay!
Nice.
Food knowledge!
Dude. Getting shocked right now, all thanks to an
artichoke.
Jose does watch Shrek every day, so that might have helped.
I do!
Now we're on to Jeffrey, the Jeffiest of Jeffertons, who's been banned from several local grocery stores for his, quote, rogue cucumber experiments that he does.
You gotta stop doing that.
But I learned a lot, so...
Well, no one else did.
Okay, that family shouldn't have reported me.
Centuries ago, beet juice had a very specific, non-edible use on the body. Where would people put beet juice on their body?
I feel like this is too easy.
Beet juice. Okay, so beets are...
Red?
Oh my God, I was thinking of the...
I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to help. But...
Okay, maybe back in ancient times, people wanted their skin to look darker.
Okay.
Kind of like the original bronzer.
Or like self-tanner. Yeah.
Yeah, so people would rub beet juice all over their skin to look tan.
Oh,
or did they put it in their hair like a shampoo beet conditioner?
See, that's kind of
for voluptuous full volume.
Where did that beet go?
Let's go with beet shampoo and conditioner.
Centuries ago, beet juice used to be put in people's hair.
Nice! As dye?
They use it as hair dye. Yeah. Not shampoo, but I'll give that to you. You got the place correct.
Okay.
The only one.
The only person that didn't get their answer right was Brooke.
Eats the most
for real.
I love vegetables.
And you're going to get shocked while singing Sucker by the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, I love this song. I'm a sucker for you.
Whoa, yeah, she does.
Wait, how does that go?
Oh,
not again.
Line.
Anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you.
That's the only part she knows.
Yeah.
The one line.
I mean, I love it from a distance.
That's your shock collar question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You know, one of the greatest humanitarians in the world right now, Kim Kardashian, once wisely said,
if
you want to make money, get your frickin' booty up and work.
It's
yeah,
that easy.
Didn't say that. That didn't backfire at all.
She is like Confucius. With lip
Do you mean confused?
She's so deep. Problem is, nobody wants to put in the effort these days.
Oh, that's what the issue is.
Yeah. But
from one private school kid to another.
I feel her, man.
My dad was a multimillion-dollar lawyer. Just get up and work.
See, it's working out just fine, though, for one of our listeners who says she just figured out a way to double her income.
Whoa.
And she's not taking a second job, but she's also not telling her roommate about it either.
Okay.
For
why?
A very specific reason.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Which one of our listeners wants to make an extra $2,000 a month?
Dang, bro.
All of us?
You'll be able to find out how if you do what she's doing. You're going to hear it in a brand new mass speaker coming up at 7:10.
You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back. The Masked Speaker.
Text into 78592 says, I smell anything that comes out of my body.
What?
Anything.
What?
I don't... Wait.
No.
Well, I mean, I guess it's better than eating anything that comes out. So
yeah. We're not going to go to the bright side on this one.
I like to look at the bright side of things. That's what we try to do here on the Mass Speaker. Focus on the positives. And one of our listeners is on the phone ready to eject a confession from her body that we're all going to huff in and not eat. She's chosen the fake name Monica. Monica, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Uh-oh, Monica. You sound a little ashamed.
Well, something's coming out of her body, bro.
Oh, that's a good point. It doesn't smell. Maybe it smells good. I don't know.
Let's get to know more about it. Our voice changer is on, Monica. You're now the Mass Speaker. Whenever you're ready, go ahead. Tell us your confession.
Oh, God. Are you sure it's on?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Okay, so it's been a dream of mine to go to Costa Rica.
Oh, God, I will get on that dream.
Right? I mean, let's go. But my job, like, I'm not making enough money. I'm working my tail off.
Yeah.
Why don't you take a bus?
You don't need that much. That's a long way.
Oh, okay. You want to fly fancy.
So basically, I was searching online for ways to make an extra buck without killing myself. So Reddit had posted this thing online about renting your room for these like photographers to come in and do shoots.
Oh, I've seen that. I know there's one app called like Peer Space where you can like literally you just rent a space out and you can use it for a meeting. Like that's how I found the place that I threw my husband's birthday party at.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
Cool. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Okay,
but here's where it gets a little weird because I work from home. And my actual room is okay. It's small, but it's a little on the darker side. But my roommate's room is really, like, really nice.
Like the bedroom?
Yeah. It's like, you know, got that Anthropology feel. Mm. Like,
Ooh, nice.
I'm intimidated to even go into those stores because they're so nice.
It's like, oh, is that a compass? Cool. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. She just knows how to design a room, you know?
Good decor. Sure. Mm,
yeah. Good roommate.
So basically, you know, I saw this post and I didn't tell my roommate about it. But I took photos of her room, and I posted it in response to this ad.
Oh.
Wait, so you were going to rent out your roommate's bedroom?
Well, yeah, so she commutes into the city, so she's gone literally all day.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I wouldn't be cool if I knew strangers were going into my bedroom without my permission.
Well, I didn't even know that they were going to nibble on this, but they did.
Okay, so you got it rented out.
Someone's interested.
Yeah, and so this photographer responded, and I was just like, okay, let me just try this one time. And they did the shoot, but the thing is, this particular photographer is like an erotic.
Well, yeah. Why would a photographer be running a bedroom for any other reason? It's going to be like a naked person on her bed.
Maybe they're advertising for like a, you know, nightstand. And they just need a nice bedroom.
We got a lot
of
lamps to sell.
Yeah.
How erotic is erotic?
I mean, it's not like they would let me in on it, but it was pretty sexy. Like, more than just lingerie. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, right. Wow. You're going to have to wash the sheets after.
And this is happening in your roommate's bedroom.
In my roommate's bedroom.
Are you dying when you realize that that's what they're there for? Like, at what point did that realization happen?
It was only supposed to be one time, but they were really professional. And they paid me cash. Like, I'm making a lot of money.
Oh, you're feeling bad now.
How often are you doing this?
Sometimes it's once a week. Sometimes it's twice a month. So it's been going on for a while. Mm-hmm.
Bro, someone is going to leave behind like a handcuff or something after the photo shoot.
So true.
And she's going to find it.
Well, I go in to make sure, and they haven't, like, left anything behind or anything. They're pretty clean and professional and everything, so.
And I'm sure you could always be like, oh, you were drunk last night. You don't remember bringing in the handcuffs?
I don't know.
Oh, I'll use that. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, man.
So you're not cutting in your roommate at all on the deal?
No. I mean,
it's her room.
I know, but she works, and I'm not making as much money as she is. Like, we're basically the same age, and it's kind of like, well, I came up with ideas.
Yeah, why don't you just sell pictures of your feet like every other normal, like, 20-something that needs money?
I mean, it's such a good gig.
Because you don't have to do anything.
Because it's not your bed.
Yeah. So have you met your Costa Rica travel fund goal?
Oh, I mean, I can travel all of Central America at this point.
Whoa! Oh, dang. Whoa. Wow.
Okay.
And you've never been caught?
Well, there was like one time that it was kind of close where she left early in the morning and she came back, you know, like an hour after she left. So I kind of freaked out. But, you know, I just kind of told her, oh, yeah, my boyfriend's over and she just needed her charger. I said, oh, let me run it down to you. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God.
She's like, I think I can go inside my own room and get my charger.
Dude, she's going to get suspicious and put like a ring cam or something in that room and you are going to be screwed.
Or she's going to go, like, see an advertisement somewhere and be like, wait a second. Yeah. Like, that's my fault.
Yeah. So, I'm guilty, but I'm not that guilty. Because I feel like I'm compensating her in gifts and thank yous. And, like, I'm really, like, I'm always cleaning up the apartment. So, you know, she never comes home to a messy apartment.
Wow. Ideal roommate. Yeah. You are.
I feel like you guys could work together and rent out, like, your whole house or something.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe we should rent out the studio.
Ooh.
Dude, we already got so many stains on this carpet.
Yeah, it can't get any messier than this.
What's the photo shoot going to be for? A murder scene? Like, there is nothing that anyone would want to shoot in Rose.
Let's open it up. Text in to 78592. Do you want to rent out our studio for a few $100 for the hour?
Microphone's not included.
Yeah. Or if you have a confession you've been holding on to, we'll hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you the next mass speaker. Your phone tap's coming up next.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Nowadays, there's so many drinks and powders and supplements that people use for their nutrition.
Yeah.
It's just gotten crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Someone was trying to talk me into putting mushroom powder in my coffee the
other
day.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that, too.
Is it good?
That's weird. I know Alexis orders her mac and cheese with a protein powder boost now. So just imagine working at one of those like vitamin and supplement shops and the kinds of people who call in asking for all sorts of random things, and they have to figure out the best product to match their testosterone needs, but it has to be all organic, but it can't be processed in Thailand. So we're going to call a guy today who's been dealing with those types of questions at his job, and I'm going to ask for something I know he doesn't have in his store, but he's going to try and help me anyway. It's your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Thanks for calling Vitamin and Nutrition. This is Jerry. How can I help you?
Hey, I was wondering if you had anything for energy.
I need you to get a little bit more specific than that. Are you talking about like an energy boost for a workout or a B12 vitamin for overall feeling?
No, I'm kind of looking for a specific kind of energy.
What kind of energy is that?
You know, big energy. big energy.
Is that more like lifting weights or is that a more of an activity type thing?
Like, no.
Distance running.
No, you know how the girls say they want like a big boss, like a boss like you need a boss like me, hit him with that big energy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like that.
Like the song on the radio, that big energy.
Well, the song's kind of a reflection on what's going on in real life right now.
Oh, I guess that's a lot of energy going on.
Yeah, and I want some of it. Is there a supplement to give me that? Because I want to be the remedy.
So you want to be the remedy, huh?
Yeah.
You want to be the remedy.
Why are you laughing at me? I just want to be the big energy remedy.
Hey, look, I don't mean to laugh at you, man. I want to help you, but I'm not.
Well, okay, I'll break it down for you like this. You know, when they see it, they might want to try it off the Hennessy, but they want to skip the foreplay and kill the p*** like a cold case. That's what I want. I want to be somebody's boss, bitch. So I'll take one big energy, please.
I think you got the wrong store. I'm so sorry. You may need a prescription for that.
No, I don't need a prescription. I just need the big energy.
Well, you're talking about the little blue pill, right?
Ew, no.
The little blue one.
No, not that. I just need to score that pretty face, little waist, with a big old bed. Because that's how the big energy gets it.
I think you're going to need the blue pill for that.
You're not going to help me? Why are you holding out on me?
I can't help you. I can't. This is a vitamin and nutrition shop.
I think you're trying to hog all the cookie to yourself.
Come on, man. You sound like a really good dude. I really would like to help you. I really would.
You're not helping me.
Really?
Because I'm trying to bust it on the pole like Onyx.
You sure know a lot of rap lyrics. Are you trying to be a stripper or something?
What? No. Listen to what I'm about to say, okay? I want all the ladies to see me and be like, oh, he's a daddy from the streets. Want to rock that mic like karaoke.
Okay, so you just doing the lyrics of one song.
Whatever. I need the big, big energy. And if you won't give it to me, then I'm just going to have to get it from your coworker, Tyson.
Tyson?
Yeah, he's got big, big energy.
What'd you
He showed me.
What are you talking about, Tyson?
I'm saying it takes some big, big energy to ask to prank call your friends, and that's what Tyson did.
You for real?
Yeah, because my name's actually Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Yeah, I just did a big, big phone tap on you.
You just did a big, big phone tap on me.
Your coworker Tyson set you up, man. He said customers are calling up all the time asking for products and never really knowing what they want. And it gets really annoying.
Well, you said you wanted to bust on the pole like Onyx. I'm like, what is this dude talking about?
You know what I'm talking about, bro.
Yeah, this whole time, man, I thought you was like this little nerd dude. I don't know what you was asking for, man. But...
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
If you could go back in time and change one thing about high school, what would it be?
Hmm.
Brooke, please don't say hook up with your geometry teacher, Mr. Ned.
It's actually Mr. Ackerman.
Oh, I see.
Oh, Mr. Ackerman. Is that a protractor in your pocket?
Oh, wow.
Maybe you should calculate the angle of these curves.
Oh, that is actually a really good geometry pickup line. I mean,
please don't use that. Don't use it.
I mean, I'll let you find my circumference.
Oh,
that
God.
Right.
Wait, what? Doesn't sound
no,
hot.
Circumference
yeah.
is around.
Yeah.
Radius?
There it is. Yeah.
Oh, God.
That was a wrong angle. Yeah. Okay. Not a right
well,
one.
The reason I bring this up, and I'm regretting that I ever did, is because one of our listeners says he made a promise to a friend in high school 20 years ago.
Whoa.
And when their class reunion came around the other week, it turned into one of the most awkward and confusing nights of his life.
Whoa.
So now he's just hoping to get some answers and a little bit of clarity. You're going to hear it in a brand new closure call. That's coming up next. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and this segment is meant only for listeners who aren't currently stuck in an elevator. Because those people already have closure. And they hate it.
Too and much closure.
Well, this one isn't necessarily so about funny. Physical closure. It's more of an emotional thing that they're going through.
Totally,
and
totally.
They need some help getting resolution. And that's why we do a closure call.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, we had a door sound effect for that.
Wow,
okay.
That's
the sound of you getting closure.
Oh, okay.
And one of our listeners, Vincent, needs some help getting a little peace of mind in his own life. So, Vincent, welcome to the show, man.
Hi, thanks.
Do we play a door open sound right now?
Because he's here.
We don't have the budget for that sound effect.
We
so
only have one door.
That's all we could afford. Hopefully next year we can get both sounds.
That sounds like poor
Vincent.
Okay.
Vincent, I just want to thank you for being on the show because obviously you're going to probably share something with us that's vulnerable and it's not necessarily about doors.
Sorry, we're trying to figure out the details of the segment.
I don't know. Maybe your problem is something involving doors. Tell us why you emailed the show.
So back in high school, I had a good female friend, Gina, and I always kind of wondered what if, you know, and I think she did too.
What if what?
You know, like she was that good female friend that you kind of had a spark with, like it was a strong connection and we laughed and joked a lot.
Right.
And
so like, what if you dated? Is that what you mean?
Or what if you were like a superhero team, the two of you together?
Both big dreams.
Thought that about my friends.
I was like, what if it was more than platonic?
Yeah.
There it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like super platonic.
Yeah.
No.
How long, can I ask, like, is this, are we talking 10 years ago? We're talking 3 years ago?
About 20 years ago.
Oh.
Whoa. Wow.
Okay. It's been a minute. And do you still talk to Gina?
Yeah. We kind of exchanged Facebook message here and there and things like that.
Okay.
But we always had that kind of spark and people thought we were together, but we weren't. And we kind of made a pact that if we were both single and had no kid by 35, we'd get married.
Who didn't make a pact like that?
I don't remember
right?
who I made that pact with. If you're listening, I did make the pact. If you're listening, find me because I am. Okay. I'm in my 30s now and I need to get married.
I mean, yeah, I feel like it's a pretty common thing that people do. Yeah. But how did that come up between you and Gina? Like, was this at school? Were you
drunk at a party?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was actually on our prom night. You know, we're hanging out, drinking on the roof of our school.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we watched the sunrise, the whole deal.
Oh, wow. And how many girls did you make that pact with that night? Was it just Gina or was it like 10, just to be sure?
No, it was just one for sure.
Aww.
So now you get it.
Yeah, that's cute.
Now it's cute.
Did you guys kiss or anything that night?
We actually did. We sealed it with a handshake, and she pulled me in for a kiss, and I got to say, it was incredible.
Aww.
Wow. Whoa. So she instigated the kiss.
It's like young love.
Yeah, it's probably like your second kiss, and you're like, this is the best kiss of my life. Yeah,
totally.
Young love is a little bit of a stretch, though, with it. Like
high school? You don't consider that moment young love?
I consider that planning ahead for old love.
It's so weird.
Okay. It's mid-love to Jeff.
Okay.
Whatever. Medium.
Sure. So that's cool. You made a pact with her, and what's happened since then?
Yeah, we made the pact. Of course, we graduated, and we kept in touch all throughout college. And she even visited me in another city, and she stayed with me over a weekend and stuff. And
did things like go to any next level then?
No. We just kind of reconnected on a friendly level, you know. But when we hung out that time, she brought up the pact and kind of joked about it.
Okay.
But I definitely would have connected with her on another level. You know, it just, it never seemed like it was the right timing.
Okay.
And after that, we talked more infrequently, like every couple of years, maybe, just like I said, via Facebook. And
okay, nothing substantial, though.
Right.
Yeah.
So fast forward to 2 weeks ago, we had our 20-year high school reunion. And going into it, I sent her a message saying, you better be coming. And she gave me a thumbs up. And I thought she'd say more, but...
Totally. But it sounded like she was supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. Oh, she did make it. Okay.
Okay. So
this
is 20 years after you made that pact to seal the deal.
But nobody takes that seriously at this point, right? Like...
Do you?
Kind of. I mean, it was pretty serious when it happened, you know what I mean? But I don't know how she feels about it. That's the thing. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't know.
Wow. All
right.
But, I mean, you don't just get married. Like, you try to date, right? Or is it like an instant wedding?
Well, you might show up right to the reunion in your tux. You bring
a pact is a pact.
You bring the pastor with you.
Yeah. You pinky swear.
You promised.
So, wait. What was it like when you guys reconnected at the 20-year high school reunion?
At the reunion, I see her... And she gave me a big hug.
Aww.
But she didn't seem as excited as I was. And I'm thinking, oh, is it because of the pact? Because we're both over 35 and both single.
But she is single.
She was just kind of cold toward me, to be honest, for the rest of the night. And it almost seemed like she was talking to everybody else but me.
Oh, she's mad at you or something.
Or maybe you're just, I mean, maybe you're being oversensitive, you know? Mm. Like, it seems like you guys have kind of drifted apart through the years. And I mean.
Yeah, but she drifted apart with everybody else too, and she was having fun with them.
Mm. That's true. Yeah. I mean,
did you bring up the pact that you guys made directly to her?
I didn't. And I was just kind of guessing because maybe it made her uncomfortable thinking, oh, there's the guy I promised I'd marry, you know, when we were both single, and maybe I'm not as good looking as I was back when I was 18.
So she's trying to avoid you?
Maybe, yeah.
I could kind of see, like, maybe she just didn't want to talk about it with you, and she thought you would bring it
it's
up.
It's like when you're avoiding a guy at the bar, and you're, like, diverting him.
Yeah, and I don't know what she was thinking. So I reached out on Facebook afterwards, actually, and I said, hey, we didn't get to connect at all, like everything okay. And
that's good.
I got no response.
Dang,
there's something wrong, man.
Okay.
I mean, we're starting from the thumbs up. You don't send that unless you're just like, I'm acknowledging what you're saying, but I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, usually mad.
It is kind of passive aggressive feeling, the thumbs up.
It's not like angry necessarily, but it's definitely not, I'm happy with you.
Yeah,
you
know? It's cold, like he was saying. So that Facebook message with no response, that's the last time that you talked to her.
Yep, that was the last time.
You obviously stood her up at the
and
altar.
That's when you reached out to us to get some closure here. Like, what are you wanting to get out of the closure call? Do you want to see if she's still willing to follow through on your promise?
What?
Whoa, that's a huge question.
I'm asking him.
We don't have to get married or honor the pact, but I definitely think like we'd be good going on a date or being friends again at the very least.
Sure.
Honestly, maybe you'll find out that she is feeling the same and thinks that you don't like her for some reason.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Like sometimes when you have two, I don't know.
Well, that's actually not a bad idea.
Okay, so Vincent, you know how this works, obviously. You've been working with our producer to come up with some questions that we've already sent out to Gina.
Yep. We did.
Okay, so we printed out her answers. No one else in the studio has heard them yet.
So she did respond via email to these questions.
Unless somebody like typed them out for her, which would be kind of weird, but we got a response.
It's just like 50 thumbs up.
It might be.
It's just a K.
Remember, Vincent does not know the answers either. He's going to hear them for the very first time.
We're all going to get closer.
From his old high school friend who he made a pact with 20 years ago that they'd get married if they were both single by this point.
I'm curious to even hear your question.
Yeah. We're going to find all that out when we do your closure call next. All right, we're already running short on time, mainly because of the intriguing story we just heard from one of our listeners, Vincent. Because 20 years ago, he was drinking on the roof after senior prom with his good friend. Mm-hmm. Not even his date that night, just a friend named Gina. And together they made a pact that they would get married by age 35 if they were both still single.
Oh, yeah.
So fast forward, past 35, they're at their 20-year high school reunion, and she acts weirdly cold to him the whole night, even though she did visit him after college and even stayed with him for the weekend.
Yeah, but that was when they were in college, right? Like, you know, it's been a long time.
So Vincent is wondering, was the pact on her mind? Why was she acting so weird at the reunion? Because she barely talked to him and didn't even respond to his last Facebook message that he sent her. So that's why he's reached out to us to do a closure call today. And as you know how this works, Vincent worked with our producer to send four different questions to Gina. She answered all of them, and we're about to read them right now. So, Vincent, apparently the first question that you talked with our producer about, you said you just wanted to make her laugh.
Yeah.
It would lighten her up.
It's really smart.
It's smart. It reminds her of the friendship that you guys once had, your connection.
Hey, they could still have a friendship.
Yeah, don't make it sound so like forever over.
He said that they only message each other like on Facebook once a year.
I
want to
know the joke.
Okay.
All right, so you guys sent Gina a joke and you had our producer write one sentence. It was, "It's been a while. Are your three favorite things still eating my family and not using commas?"
Huh? What?
You get it? Like, not using commas, eating, comma, my family.
It's kind of a visual joke. It took a second.
Yeah.
For everybody else.
Probably works better over email.
Yeah, Vincent, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I felt like that was a good opener.
Yeah.
You guys had a lot of grammatical inside jokes back in the day, I'm guessing, but
a lot of school.
Yeah, they were in AP English together.
Well, Gina replied. She said, quote, "Still funny. Smiley face."
Good. Smiley face is really good vibe.
Yeah, not even a full sentence.
No.
Still, the smiley face speaks a lot of its own.
Yeah, there's like 100 words hidden inside of that smiley face.
Okay.
Didn't really get an LOL, but it sounds like we might be warming her up.
So far, so good. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're off to an okay start, but this next question might change the mood a little.
What did you do next, Vincent?
Well, obviously, we had to get to the more serious meat of things, so we sent, "We've been friends for so long, I would really appreciate 100% honesty. I don't understand why you're not responding to me on Facebook. Did I make you feel uncomfortable at the reunion because of our dumb pact?
I could tell something was off.
Okay, that's good.
So we brought up the pact right away.
I don't know what else it could be other than that. I really don't know.
I'm just going to read it. Gina wrote back, "I'm sorry that happened, but yes, it was extremely awkward for me, but it had nothing to do with the pact. Please don't hate me, but the truth is, I felt so guilty because a decade ago, I went through some hard times, got into drugs, stole from my family, ended up with no money.
Oh my God.
And then at my lowest point, I stole your identity.
Wait.
What?
What?
I'm sorry.
Identity?
What?
Wait, Vincent, what?
She says, I never told you this, but I racked up a lot of debt under your name.
Oh.
And every time I see you online or in person now, I can't bear to face you. I'm so ashamed.
Oh, my God, bro.
Are you freaking serious?
Wait.
Did you go through, like, an identity crisis thing? Like with?
Yeah, that was a long time ago. That was over a decade ago.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I mean, are you angry? This whole time.
Like, are you? What is your first, like, I'm just shocked. Like, yeah. I did not see that coming whatsoever.
Vincent, you said that you guys connected and she spent the weekend with you that one time after college. Is that, maybe, do you think that's where she could have swapped your credit card or something?
Well, it must have been.
Yeah.
When I went through that, I mean, it was really tough for me. It took me years to get my credit back to normal, you know.
I
just never would have thought that that was her that did that.
Also, I said that was a random thing. Like, you didn't, like, actually do it to people you knew.
I mean, if she had only known, you would have just married her, and then you guys could have shared finances.
That's true.
She could have avoided all of
she
it.
She could have destroyed it the old-fashioned
way. At least that's why she said she felt guilty about seeing you. And I guess it helps explain a little bit of why she was acting weird around you.
And why she's, like, not been, why she's been avoiding you for almost 15 years.
I'm just blown away right now.
We have the third question here.
Which has nothing to do with that.
I know. It feels weird because we sent all these at once.
Yeah.
And so we probably wouldn't have sent the rest of these had we gotten that answer.
The next question is like, how's your credit?
The next one we asked if there was any chance at reconciliation for a friendship or anything. Again, I don't know if we would have asked that if we had known she'd stolen his identities.
Do you still want that, Vincent?
I really just want to hear what she has to say. I'm almost speechless.
Yeah.
Well, she responded by saying, I doubt after you know the truth now you'd want anything to do with me. I totally get it.
That's it? That's all she said?
And then she asked for your PIN number, too.
No,
that was all she said. That was all she said for that one.
She's like, I mean, what's your mom's maiden name?
She probably wouldn't steal again, right?
I mean, that's the thing.
Know.
She just feels terrible.
Yeah.
And as she should.
There's
right?
no good way to deliver this news to anybody to make them smile. But
it's pretty amazing she was so honest.
Let's get to the last question that we sent her, which was regarding the pact. Can we amend it to 40 if you're getting cold feet?
This is out of whack.
I'm willing to go up to 45, LOL.
Yeah, I said that when I was in a good mood. I didn't know about the identity theft.
Yeah.
Just a small detail you might want to know.
I still
want to
know what she said.
She is resourceful, so it could be good to be on her side and be aligned with her in that way. But
true.
Gina did write back, and she said, considering my credit score at this point, and probably yours, it would be a bad financial decision to consider merging our lives.
Oh, wow.
But she says, but it's a sweet thought. I'm just happy I'm sober and clean, and I hope you're happy too. Maybe down the line we can be friends again if you can forgive me. That's a good question, Vincent.
That's a big statement she just made.
Forgive her or press charges?
It's too late for that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think I really need to process all this.
Yeah, take your time, dude. Honestly, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, she just stole from me, so that's crazy.
But, you know, people are different when they're under, you know, an addiction. I don't know. I kind of lean towards forgiveness on this one, if you can, you know, get there.
At least she didn't blame you for getting her hooked on drugs and drinking on that one night you spent on the roof together. She could have pinned the whole thing on me.
He's like, I didn't mention we did smoke some crack.
High school memory.
That's a positive.
No wonder you stayed up to watch the sunrise.
I hope you got a little bit of closure with that, and keep us updated on how things go between you and Gina. But if you ever want to get a closure call, email the show. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
One guy's going viral on TikTok today because he was just playing video games at home one afternoon.
Okay.
And somebody added him as a friend. So he accepted, and now it's officially the worst decision of his entire life. Plus the big secret that movie theaters don't want you to know about, but one employee just spilled the butter. It's all over this segment and my body.
Oh, boy.
You're going to find out what it is in a brand new edition.
Woo! TikTok click shock.
That's coming up at 8:10. I don't know how they misspell my name every single time, but I was at Starbucks the other day, and I clearly said Jeffrey.
Okay. Yeah,
but then my cup came out, and right there in big, bold letters, it spelled out.
Woo! TikTok click shot!
I did not see that coming.
My grande caramel oatmeal hot chocolate tasted bitter that day.
Yeah. Oh, gross.
How could that possibly taste bitter?
Suck down some TikTok click shot, because you're so shocked at how many clicks that viral video is getting. We've got some of the hottest TikToks from the past week, so let's get right into them. Your first TikTok click shock is from an Xbox gamer named Brandon, who just went viral because of his unfortunate situation.
Oh, no.
See, Brandon works from home, and he loves his daily 15-second commute from his kitchen to his desk.
Yeah. Must be nice.
I mean...
But
would be great.
There are some major pitfalls for those who are easily drawn in by forbidden temptations at home.
None of us, I feel like, on this show could possibly have enough self-control to work from home.
No, I absolutely agree, Brooke. Yeah, no. I'm glad we come into work.
I'd be eating all day.
Oh, I'd be stoned. For real. I mean, I'd be eating as well. All day. Different reasons.
I have a feeling Jose would definitely be a victim of this.
Especially the gamer part.
Brandon admits he's easily lured in by the temptation of just playing one more mission. One last round.
It's all set. All I gotta do is turn on the power. It's right there.
He does this during work hours. So the other day, when he received a friend request on his Xbox from an unknown person, Brandon just added him.
No.
And what happened next? I'll just let Brandon explain.
So I got fired from my job today. No. Don't add random people on Xbox, because apparently bosses do that now. And I'm work from home. I play Xbox. You know what I mean?
It's true. Just an hour after Brandon added that friend, he got an email from his work saying, on advice of counsel, you are being terminated for cause.
That boss died.
If you guys don't know, if you're friends with somebody, you accept a friend request, they can see, it'll say, Jose is playing Fortnite. Like, it'll show you that they are playing
but
something.
But the boss was obviously also on Xbox.
Yeah.
Hey, good argument.
Do you know what I mean? Like, why don't you just be chill, man?
Bro, we were in a match together.
Give him a warning or something.
His kill-death ratio probably wasn't impressive enough.
You're not even good at this.
But they don't explicitly refer to the Xbox altercation as the reason for his dismissal.
What do they say?
But after looking into it, turns out they traced the gamer handle that Brandon added to a career coaching company. So that company could have been aligned with his employer, like looking to root out any of their employees playing video games during work hours.
Sneaky.
Interesting.
Bosses are so unreasonable now.
Yeah.
They expect their workers to work during work hours? What is this, communism?
Nobody's doing that anymore.
Come on.
Does he want to put pants on when he works from home, too? Yeah. This is ridiculous.
Obviously not the guy's fault for playing video games on the clock. Anyway, that's a TikTok click shock. You're next.
Woo! TikTok click shock!
Yeah!
This video got 250,000 views, and it's from a movie theater employee named Paige.
Okay.
So her video went viral after she decided to pull back the curtain on the biggest movie theater misconceptions that people have.
Ooh, I love these. Yeah. Usually it's like, you know, what people don't know, but this is stuff people know that is wrong.
Yeah, here's what she has to say.
Movie theater misconceptions. It's dark. They can't see what we're doing, even if they do have cameras.
Wrong.
They're infrared, so I can see everything that you're doing, whether you just snuck in food and drinks, or if you're just actually trying to get it on, you will be kicked out.
I need the freshest popcorn. I need you to make me a batch right now, and if you don't, I'm not getting any. You actually don't want the popcorn that's directly out of the kettle because it's so hot. It's still this warm mush ball. It's not good. You want popcorn that has been sitting there for an hour or so, maybe. We're making popcorn all day long. It's not been sitting there for days on end, but popcorn actually doesn't go stale for at least about a week.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
I learned a lot there. Yeah. One, infrared video.
Infrared cameras inside all the theaters so they can see everything that happens.
Well, good thing it's small.
Can you?
I mean,
I dare you.
I can't find it.
A good reminder, do not not hook up inside of the theaters.
Yeah.
I guess you can, but just expect to get kicked out halfway through.
Or the people are watching.
Can we also talk for a second about how the popcorn that comes right out is a mush ball? Because I pop popcorn at home, and it's never mushy right after I pop.
And mine also doesn't last a week.
No. Yeah, that's interesting.
They have really special, cool popcorn there, though. It's like it's a different breed of corn.
I guess. It says the kettle.
Mushy corn.
Yeah. But apparently, yeah, you can demand that they make new corn, but it is not as good as the stuff that's been sitting in there for an hour, according to this movie theater employee.
According to the theater employee who doesn't want to make you new popcorn.
So her video got hundreds of comments. One lady named Karen commented, I'd always buy a large popcorn, eat it, get the free refill, take it home, and put the popcorn in Ziploc bags, then have it for days. Movie theater popcorn was my family's main source of nutrition.
Okay, that's a different issue, lady.
Interesting.
It's like instead of milk in our Cheerios, we put movie theater butter in our Cheerios.
Can you imagine sitting next to her at school, like every day, like, so your family went to the movies this Wednesday night. Wednesday, you're still eating popcorn.
I'm glad my mom didn't hear that tip when I was young, because we would have definitely been on that business. Yeah. It's like, how much does it cost? I'm going to make it last.
Oh, God. Those are your
TikTok click shot
stories for the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win, Brooks, Fox.
Brooke's going for 9 wins in a row today, and we have a return player on the line. The last time the two of you squared off, it was an epic battle that ended in a 4-4 tie.
Ooh.
This is something that Brooke's kids still talk about to this day. And now, here he is once again, Omar from Olympia. What's up, Omar?
Hey, guys.
Oh, my God. My 5-year-old asked me last night, how are you going to bring Omar down, Mom? How did he know? How did he know you were going to be calling in today, Omar?
He could feel it.
He could feel
it. He knew it.
Are you in cahoots with Brooke's children now?
Definitely not.
You're like,
I don't want
Encanto.
To be put on the list, man. Don't say that.
Oh, we don't talk about Omar?
Yeah, that's
what I was saying. All right, we're sending Brooke out of the room while that happens. Omar, you know how the game's played. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you can say pass, but you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right. This is for redemption. Your time starts now. On this day in 2009, TV musical show Glee debuted on what network?
TBS.
What became the 49th state to enter the Union in 1959?
Hawaii.
In the nursery rhyme Little Red Riding Hood, which character dresses up as Grandma?
The Big Bad Wolf.
What color is a ruby?
Red.
In what decade did the cereal Captain Crunch come out?
The 80s.
What is the capital of Egypt?
Cairo.
All right. Well done, Omar. We're going to bring Brooke back into the studio. And once you finally get your revenge, do you have any fun summer plans coming up?
Yeah, my family's moving from Olympia to Gig Harbor this summer.
Oh, fancy! Moving on up, moving on up. Yo, you're in the harbor. You're doing something right.
Yeah.
It's awesome. All
Brooke's right. gonna buy the property right in front of the like ocean view, just Brooke, so that you can't see.
Brooke's like, I'm buying the Narrows Bridge because I hate the West Seattle Bridge.
I would be really appreciative if we could just move that one on up.
Yeah.
Switch? Do you want to do a switch? Is that the bridge that goes to Gig
Harbor?
Yes. I would love to do a switch with you. Mm-hmm. This is complete trade.
Well, I'll see if we can work that out. I'll talk to my wife.
All right. Brooke, here we go. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Time starts now. On this day in 2009, TV musical show Glee debuted on what network?
ABC.
What became the 49th state to enter the Union in 1959?
Alaska.
In the nursery rhyme Little Red Riding Hood, which character dresses up as Grandma?
The wolf.
What color is a ruby?
A red.
In what decade did the cereal Captain Crunch come out?
70s.
What is the capital of Egypt?
Cairo.
The Los Angeles Rams came from St. Louis, but where did the Los Angeles Chargers recently move from?
San Diego.
All right, got those answers in. Let's go to the scoreboard and see how you both did with Jose.
Fiddle-dee-dee. That will require a tetanus shot.
Bolaños.
God, I love The Simpsons. Omar, you got 3 correct today.
All right.
Pretty well.
Okay.
Is that going to be enough?
Is it enough, Brooke? You got 5.
Not quite there, Omar.
Close. Oh, my God.
You're like, I finally got three.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Omar. Let's go over the answers here. On this day in 2009, the TV musical show Glee debuted on the Fox Network. The 49th state to enter the Union in 1959 was Alaska. Hawaii was the 50th.
I always confuse the two.
In Little Red Riding Hood, the big bad wolf dresses up as Grandma. Rubies are colored red. The cereal Cap'n Crunch came out in the 1960s, ooh. 1963.
Wow. I don't think the Crunch Berries didn't come out until later, though. That would have been, yeah. Game changer.
The capital of Egypt is Cairo, and the Rams came from St. Louis. The Los Angeles Chargers moved from San Diego.
Boo both of them. Go Hawks.
So, Omar, fortunately, can't give you any money here, but just for playing, you do win a $50 Burger King gift card.
Okay.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah.
Burger King is the destination for frozen strawberry lemonade this summer.
That sounds so good.
It really does.
God, I want to be hot enough to actually want a brain freeze right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're working on it. We're getting there.
I know. Slowly but surely.
We're looking forward to it. It's going to be 3 weeks. It's going to be the best 3 weeks ever.
Yeah. Omar, man. Thank you so much for playing.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yes. We'll be back to do Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.